Could you ask them to lower their voices, please? They're frightening the children.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with Swami Rob, Skylar, and Mahoney.
You're scaring the kids. Keep it low.
Well, he's scaring me, too.
On 94 Rock.
Tim Meadows in studio with us right now, man. Hey, great having you again. We were just listening to some stories off the mic while the song was playing. That's great stuff, man. When you look back at those times and you think about the guest that came on, he was just talking about Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
You probably won't say it, but I'll ask it anyway. So who do you think out of all those guests that came in, who was like the biggest dick?
Well,
it had to have been one. Come on.
I mean, that's a hard question to answer. Yeah. I mean,
because there were so many.
Oh, yeah. That could be true, yeah.
No, well, there was like, you know, there was like people who I was a fan of that I was disappointed in. Mm-hmm. That I was like, oh, I thought you would be nicer.
Yes.
Or I thought you'd be more, you know, involved in like the show and stuff. But when I was there, I mean, the only person that, I mean, it's been talked about was Steven Seagal. I was there during that period. He was on the show.
Yeah.
And he was just, you know, he wasn't like funny.
Yeah.
That was the main thing.
Yeah.
And then to be critical of comedy on a show of like really good comedy writers.
Yeah.
You just go, man, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're not funny. You have no idea what a setup is or a punchline or a sketch that's like not, you know, that's more, you know, trying to think of the right word. It's not like it's just a jokey sketch, you know. It's more conceptual,
okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And but he would criticize like the writing on the show, like while we were still writing for him. And you go, man, what a
yeah. I got you.
Trying to find the right word without getting fined.
You know.
So I wasn't a fan.
And you know, he filmed. He was filming a thing in Santa Fe about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the old morning show tradition was we would get these ghost hunters and we would go visit allegedly haunted places for Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're there at night and he's doing a movie, and so we're in the same place. And his people came out and told us, because we're doing a ghost hunt, the same place they're filming a movie of his.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Listen, Mr. Seagal's got to come this way, and you're not to make eye contact with him, and you're to stand against the wall," all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we get against the wall, and he's walking by, and I'm looking right at him. What's he going to do, kick my ass? So I'm looking at him,
yeah.
And he has the little crepe paper around his collar from the makeup, you know?
Yeah.
And he's walking down the hall with that look on his face, and I swear to God, it looked like a wax museum version of him. It even looked like a real person. You know, so how am I not supposed to stare, you know?
Yeah. We used to, when I first got to SNL with Chris Farley, it happened. Me and Chris would go down and watch Letterman, because it was a couple floors down.
Yeah.
So we would watch the show. And then one time we were in the hallway, and we didn't work for his show, so they couldn't really tell us what to do, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it was one time, and I'll just say it was Barry Manilow. He was on the show, and then they said, "Barry Manilow's gonna be coming down the hall. We need you guys to get out of the hall, you know, clear the hallway. And also, if you're here, don't talk to him, don't look at him, just let him walk through." And me and Chris looked at each other, and I could see it in Chris's head, like, okay. All right.
We're going to talk to him.
Barry Manilow walks down the hall. Chris jumps out. He goes, "Mr. Manilow, hey, it's nice to meet you." And he was like in his face, like, you can't divert your eyes from me. He was just moving around. And Barry Manilow was like, "Yeah, nice to meet you too." And then, you know, people, he didn't know who we were. But I said, "Chris, I love you so much." It was so beautiful.
What was Chris Farley like when he wasn't on? When he was just Chris Farley himself?
He was just like,
out.
He is on what you would imagine him to be. He always like make people laugh, strangers, people that he didn't even know. He couldn't leave until he got a laugh from people.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like really outrageous. He could be very, you know, sensitive and quiet, and he was very complex a person. Like when I first met him, we were in Chicago and we both were at Second City, and our shows were in the evening, so we would have our days free. And in order for him to not just drink and hang out at home all day, I said, "Let's go see movies during the day." And so I would go get him. We'd meet. We'd go see a movie. We'd have lunch. And then it would still be, you know, 4 or 5 hours before we had to be at the theater. And so I said, "I'm going to go back home and watch TV. You can come hang out with me." And so he would go, "Oh, okay." And then he came. And we would do this every day for I don't know how long. Movies, lunch. He'd come back to my apartment. We'd watch television. He'd fall asleep on the floor. I'd fall asleep on the couch. I'd wake him up at 7, and he'd go home and take a shower, and then we'd meet at the theater. But he didn't drink. Like, you know, he didn't drink the whole day.
Right.
And I remember waking up one time during that nap and looking on the floor, and, you know, big Chris Farley is over there, like, wrapped up in a blanket, just snoring.
Oh, you just
want
to give him a kiss. Huh?
Yeah. He's, and it's just like, and then, you know, you cut to 4 a.m. in the morning after the show, and he's, like, you know, throwing glasses at a bar or something.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Just getting nuts. But he's great. I named my oldest son after him.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.